Our next guest is the football coach at the Loyal Greenwood program, Chris Lindner, who I believe is starting his 30th season as Loyal High School football coach. Coach, congratulations on the great success you've had over the years, and welcome to our program this evening.
Well, thank you, Gene. Glad I could make it, and it's always an honor to be here with you guys.
Well, I'm going to have you with us. Tell us about your preseason, how things have looked so far for the Loyal Greenwood program.
It's going all right. Down a little bit on numbers. We had about 45 or 50 last year, and we are about mid-30s to 40. So with that, we have our upperclassmen are the ones that we need out, and they're, we had the majority come back. So missing some young guys that we were expecting out, and some freshmen that didn't come out. So that's what we have, and we'll go to battle with what we have. So they're working well and starting to gel. So it kind of messed up a little bit on our Saturday scrimmage, where we really didn't have a scrimmage because of weather. And we did get to have a little bit of little practice time with Neillsville. So it was nice to at least hit someone else for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? We've been hitting ourselves, so. It was nice to see a little bit of something in someone else. So, things are going okay. We have every day we need to improve. We need to take steps forward and not backwards. So with that focus, that's what we're working on.
Tell us about the co-op situation now, another year co-oping between Loyal and Greenwood. How is that working out?
Beautiful, I think. Greenwood has about 12 kids, and we have 25, so I think they got some nice kids. It's been really good. Even last year was good. And we had some older kids not come out because whatever reason, they didn't make varsity or they didn't get a lot of playing time last year. So, like I said, I think we got the right kids out, and with the co-op, the kids have been great together and working well, and that has been a really good thing. So I'm glad we have it, because like last year or even this year, JV would be a struggle. So at least trying to build that younger program.
Well, tell us about some of the young men on your ball club this year and where they fit in.
All right. So we'll go off the line. We have some returners there. Offensive line, we have Zach Kinn at center, Tony Morales at guard, Heath Jordan, at the other guard. Might be seeing some Ross Lidner at guard there. At tackle, we got Jackson Meyer and Colton Pagankoff, with Josiah Cahart maybe working in there. Really working the last couple weeks to try to find some depth and create depth. Don't have a lot of younger guys, so we are trying to create depth where we're moving guys around. If a center goes down, we're moving a tackle possibly over there and bringing in another tackle. So things like that. Kane Tolfire at one end, and Rory Hansen at the other end. Backs, we have Reed Stiglitz, Colton Sandelier, and then it's kind of we have a interchangeable with Jerome Buchanan, Isaac Zabel, and Adam Kautzer. So those kind of do some rotation. Mainly Colton Sandelier will be our fullback, and then the other A-backs will kind of rotate with that. And Jake Lidner will be our quarterback to start. So excited for them. We got work to do. We have a really tough opponent coming up this week already, so which would match, I think, our conference schedule anyway. So offensively, very similar to what we did last year, kind of a hybrid wing T, flex bone, maybe throwing the ball a little bit more, trying to open it up, and so they don't have to put 11 in a box every play. So doing some things that way. Defensively, you good?
Yeah.
All right. Defensively, we'll go tackles. We run a 4-2-5. Jackson Meyer and Zach Kinn will start off at tackles with Kahart and Pagankoff coming in as a rotation. At D end, we have Tofar and Tony Morales and Jake Luchterhand. Ross Lindner might see a little action there also. Outside linebackers. The linebackers were a little bit thin. We have Rory Hansen and Adam Kautzer. Inside, we have Jake Lindner and Sandelier. So in our DBs are Stiglitz, Zabel, and then we kind of have a couple of different things where we have Buchanan and Landini have been kind of working, trading off in there. So with maybe a little bit of Brady Rakovic also, who's a sophomore. That kind of goes with what we have offensive and defensively. Like I said, we are working things around, so we create depth within the players that we have. We have a handful that are on the sidelines that are ready, and a couple of them are freshmen, like Ross Lindner is really close to being ready to at least see some action at the varsity level. And I think there's a couple others. Dominic Morales is close. And so just to add that depth to our team. So I believe staying healthy is going to be, just like any other year, going to be important because you can't reach down and grab a junior or a senior anymore. You're reaching down into a sophomore or a freshman. So that is one thing that we really make sure that we are able to do or try to do.
Yeah, Coach, the last few years that you operated on your own in football without the co-op, like virtually all other small schools, you were a bit strapped for numbers, you know, in the 30s, maybe upper 20s, 30s. Now with the co-op, you look around and you've got some depth. You've got some guys on the sidelines next to you who can help you in situations. What's that been like for you, an improved situation for you and your staff to have some of that depth and moving people around like you can do?
I think it's been important for the program where you are playing more of the athletes at a proper level. And I think that was the case last year where we had some kids both from Loyal and Greenwood that maybe played JV and maybe the year before they played a lot of varsity or started. And whether that was a sour taste in their mouth or what, we played them at the level that was good for them, that they earned. And I think that was a good thing because we had kids there depth-wise and you could pull a couple special teams, things like that. This year we're a little bit slim on numbers, but I think that combination is vitally important because I remember years ago where we sat at 22, 23 kids and ran a JV schedule. And, you know, some of those sophomores were playing twice a week or some, and that's a lot for a young kid. So it has helped out definitely on trying to help build the program and develop those younger players at that JV level.
Larry, how about some questions or comments you have for Coach Lindner?
You mentioned the scrimmage you had, quote-unquote scrimmage. It rained, so only you and Neillsville Granton were able to compete in it. What about the lack of that scrimmage? How is that going to affect going into this first game of the season now?
I'm happy that we got to do something.
Yeah.
The lack of it is it. I think it's important because you don't have film. You know what I mean? You have a little bit of film, but you don't have things that we can really work off of. Obviously we do film practice and things like that. That's not the same, but, as much as it stinks, I think it was important that we at least got something in, 40 plays offense defensively with Neillsville. And I think it was also very important that our JV got, 20 plays. a lot of those young kids don't realize, you know, you get to the scrimmage. Those first 2 weeks are long and hard, and you need to get to that scrimmage to kind of reap the benefits of what that hard work was for those 2 weeks. And I'm glad they got to do that, because it would be another week before they got to play a JV game. So just to get satisfy their taste a little bit of some action. So I think that was important. So it is what it is. We know what we're up against in Abby this week. Very tough opponent. So it isn't like we haven't played them for umpteen years. So we kind of know each other, or know each other, and we'll go after it and see what we can do.
What kind of keys are you looking for to be successful again in this early part of the season?
Aggressive defense. And so with Anguilera and Fontes, they are very good, quick, and tough backs, defensively and offensively. So those are things that we need to take a look at, and I don't know if you shut them down, if you can slow them down maybe a little bit, and maybe keep them inside. That'll be our goal. But they got a nice line, and with those two, we've struggled with them for a lot of years, just because Jake runs that, does a really nice job with that offense, and gets his kids to play. So I think just doing our job, relying on our skills, is going to be important, and doing what we're supposed to do.
What about the coaching staff? I know I asked Coach Gorst about, you know, the co-op with Spencer and Columbus. You're with Loyal and Greenwood. How has that been going with the two schools as far as the coaching staff goes?
I think really good. On our staff, we have, I believe the majority are Loyal Greenwood guys. So I think a number of us were coached by Coach Lenz. And so you have Dean and I as co-head coaches, both from Greenwood. Cody Halpin played for me way back when. Josh Neamey, so Cody's our O coordinator. Josh is our D coordinator, played at Owen under Coach Lauby. Mm-hmm. Travis Kind, Aaron Grison, Travin's from Greenwood, lives in Loyal. Aaron's from Greenwood, and we got Kyle Damask, who is from Point and brings a lot of good knowledge from Spash and Coach McAdams from back then when he played for him. So I think it was a learning curve last year, and I think we've done a better job. Are we perfect? No, we're still adjusting and still working on making sure people are coaching every spot that they can, and we're not, for example, standing around and talking. So just making sure that we are getting the most out of our kids by all of us as coaches. So I think it's been a good nucleus and a good crew.